This program is brought to you by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraic O Tuama. Now in paperback and featuring immersive reflections on 50 powerful poems. We hope you enjoy today's offering for Poem a Day, unarchived from the public domain, and presented by the Academy of American Poets.
Come, Let Us Be Friends by Sarah Lee Brown Fleming. Come, let us be friends, you and I, e'en though the world doth hate at this hour. Let's bask in the sunlight of a love so high that war cannot dim it with all its armed power. Come, let us be friends, you and I. The world hath her surplus of hatred today. She needeth more love, see? She droops with a sigh where her axis doth slant in the sky far away. Come, let us be friends, you and I, and love each other so deep and so well that the world may grow steady and forward fly, lest she wander towards chaos and drop into hell. About this poem, Come, Let Us Be Friends, appears in Sarah Lee Brown Fleming's poetry collection, Clouds and Sunshine. In her anthology, Afro-American Woman Writers, 1746 to 1933, an anthology and critical guide, American journalist and associate librarian Anne Allen Shockley remarks that Fleming, quote, has been unnoticed as an early novelist and poet of the 20th century. Her books were not mentioned in Jett's brief historical capsule about her. She is remembered more for her social and civic contributions than for her writing. And despite the energy she poured into community work, she managed to write songs, plays, musicals, skits, short stories, and essays. She felt that her writing would be better, however, if she were able to improve her mind. Thus, she tried to strengthen her educational background by taking correspondence courses, particularly in creative writing, end quote. In the anthology, Shadow Dreams, Women's Poetry of the Harlem Renaissance, author and editor Maureen Honey notes that, quote, although Fleming's poetry never made it into journals of the Harlem Renaissance, she exemplifies many of the movement's tenets in her determination to combine political, intellectual, and creative work as a way to move the race forward. End quote.
Poem a Day is the original daily poetry series featuring new poems by today's poets. Produced by the Academy of American Poets, this free digital series is made possible by you, our readers and listeners. Learn more about Poem a Day, and if you can, please consider supporting this work by visiting poets.org/give.